sitting zazen, being zazen, there's no need to do service, to recite the Heart Sutra. Being zazen, all of that is included. And no one, no person that we ever meet is excluded. Everyone is capable of doing zazen, and in a way, everyone is doing it as skillfully and as much as they can at this moment. And yet, we need to do formal zazen. We need to sit upright. We need to do our practice so that this Maha Prajna that we are, this wisdom that we are, can manifest in our life, in our functioning, in our universe. Even though we say Maha Prajna Paramita, great Prajna Paramita, Heart Sutra, great wisdom sutra, it's not something that anyone lacks. Any being, including each of us, are nothing but this great wisdom. And yet, because there's no need to do practice, there's great need for us to do it. And we can and do use various forms, whether formal zazen, whether reciting the Heart Sutra, whether giving a little bit of words here and there to encourage and remind us, in order to be this wisdom that our life is, that's not lacking anywhere, and yet we miss it. We miss it. So we start Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. At that point, we could just stop. That's enough of a Heart Sutra. To see and be Avalokiteshvara, who we are. The one who sees and responds to the suffering of the universe, whether so-called our own or that of other beings, or the blindness of the universe caused by being entangled in stories, if I say it simply. When we sit zazen, we see this, what arises that blinds us right now. Blinds us even when there's no one else showing up. We're just sitting, and yet we can miss our life unless we make appropriate effort to be present, to be this experiencing that is exactly this moment, being just this moment. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, being, doing deep prajna paramita, deep prajna. Such foolish words we use to blind us when we talk about things like deep prajna, as opposed to shallow prajna, as opposed to non-prajna. Yet we need to say these things. Yes. As Hakuin Zenji says, it's like adding turds into suit when he makes this comment specifically about form and emptiness, throwing two turds into good soup. And yet, if we're not blinded by them, those words, those turds, are very valuable. Just like reminding ourselves of our practice is very valuable and necessary. Forget about valuable. Necessary. Because otherwise, we believe thoughts, feelings, sensations, conceptions, discriminations, awareness. We believe those stories and we miss our life. We miss who's in front of us. We miss what's in front of us because of holding to form as form and not seeing form as empty. But of course, if you think there's something empty, then you make empty into some sort of form. So, though we have to say form is exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form, we have to throw them both out as right away. Otherwise, we miss it. So Dogen reminds us, Dogen Zenji says, form is emptiness. Form is exactly form. Sensation, exactly sensation. And so on and so forth. The 100 grasses, meaning everything in our life, is nothing but the manifestation of the wisdom of the universe, the wisdom of the Buddha's teaching, the wisdom that releases us and others from suffering or from stress or from dissatisfaction or whatever way we want to articulate dukkha. But we don't have to articulate it because we know it for ourselves. We sense it, and we see it in the things that we do and that others do. But we don't have to worry about others, except as they show up in our life immediacy. All we need to do, whether we're doing Zazen formally, or we're doing all the other activities of our life, which is Zazen informally. I shouldn't even call it that, that informally, formally, such things are, is manifesting this one Avalokiteshvara that hears and sees what's going on right now without being blinded, or noticing how and where and when we're blinded by our, I want this, I don't want this, dreams or stories, thoughts, feelings, wonderful opportunities, wonderful wisdom, our thoughts and feelings and sensations and conceptions and self consciousness, self-awareness, wonderful aspects of being the Dharma manifesting, being the hands and eyes of Avalokiteshvara. And yet, it's up to us to notice how and where those are blinded by, if I say it this way, one-sidedness. So, sometimes we see just one side of our hand, so we have to remind ourselves that there are two sides. But otherwise, we just use our hands freely, and there's no concern about front, back, this side, that hand. Both hands just function naturally. If I start complaining about this hand, that hand, I like this hand, I don't like that one. We're just crippling ourselves when there's no need for it. So the Heart Sutra reminds us in many ways of what our ongoing zazening is. So I talked a little about it last week, a little about it today, and I'll pick up some other aspects of it during Sesshin. Other aspects of what enables us to live fully the life that we are, live fully the wisdom of the universe that we call prajna. Fancy word, but there's not anyone who lacks any. Haku in some way says it's like trying to teach an ape to climb trees or a monkey to climb trees. We're all endowed from the very beginning with this prajna capacity, and yet we see where, and it's important to see how and where habits lead to us missing this that is the universe of our life, that we are. So I'll stop here, and hopefully you can join us at some points during the session, and if you can, you'll hear a little bit more. In a way, no need for me to say anything. If we just recite the Heart Sutra, it's all laid out very clearly. And yet, we need to be reminded. As I said, don't have to be the Heart Sutra, just be this life zazen that you are. And right there, it's taken care of clearly. Thank you.